Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
The first semi-final of Euro 2016 tonight. It's Wales against Portugal. We're all getting behind Wales because they're the British team. We wouldn't say that if that was England, would we? It'd be a whole different story. But we're all Welsh for today. We're looking for your tenuous links to Wales. So tenuous links to Wales. Marty, his tenuous link is that the way you spell Martin with a Y, you spell it the posh way. Actually, that's the Welsh way of spelling it.
It is indeed.
Arlene has kissed Stereophonics.
All of them.
So there you go. That's Arlene's link to Wales. Why are you supporting Wales? What's your link? Angela, what are you saying?
My cat that done put my new fence up, he's from Wales, and I work beside somebody who's Welsh.
The guy who put your fence up is Welsh.
Perfect. Yep.
That's good enough for us. Thank you, Angela.
He's from the Red Valley.
Oh, is he? Okay. I've no idea.
Whatever that means.
All right. Thanks
no
for calling.
Either.
Bye, Angela.
Bye.
Linda in Livingston. Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your link to Wales?
I was born on the 1st of March, which is St. David's Day.
Wales. Yes.
And coincidence has it that my surname is Bale, so therefore I'm all up for them winning.
You're Linda Bale?
Yes.
Any relation?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, do you even spell it the same way? B-A-L-E?
Yes. That's right,
God,
yes.
That's good. That's close enough for us,
oh,
Linda.
Oh, that's good. Are you going to be supporting them?
Definitely. I've actually supported them from day one.
Yeah, everybody's saying that,
yeah.
Linda. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
All right, Linda, thanks for phoning.
No problem.
See
bye.
Ya. Bye-bye. Gus in Fenton Bridge. What are you saying, Gus?
My mum and my wife were both born on the 1st of March.
There you go.
There you go.
St. David's
yes.
Day.
You were destined to be a Welsh supporter, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I think so.
It's a double whammy. Thanks a lot, Gus.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Isabel in Trenent. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right, Isabel. What are you saying?
It's just about your connection with Wales.
Yes.
When I was eight, we were on holiday down in Pendine, South Wales, and you could take the car on the beach then. I don't know if you still can, but that was when the first time I got a chance to drive my dad's car when I was eight, going along Pendine Beach.
Oh, cool.
My mother nearly had a heart attack when she found it was me that was driving the car.
Not surprised.
You can barely see over the dashboard.
And also I learned to say, Clanford Portwinkish, go get Irish Queen, Robosh, Sandy, Celio, go, go, go.
Oh, now that's the big long train station, isn't it?
Yes, aye.
Well, the train station's the same length as any other train station, but it's the name of the train station.
That's my claim to fame.
So, how do you say it? I've always wanted to be able to say it. Go and say it slowly for us.
Clanfire. Portwinkish.
Go Gerish.
Queen Robosh. Sandy Cilio. Go Goch.
I'll just go to Rill. It's easier to say.
Or Cardiff.
That's right. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.